Mike Tegiven, hello, my friend, and welcome to these few moments of Bible study together. I'm delighted that you've turned to our internet site to join us for a few moments as we look into the Word of the Living God. And I trust that your heart will be blessed as we study the reason that we need to get into God's Word every day and the challenge to read the Bible through this year for your benefit and for the glory of the living God. If you would turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, this is where we're continuing our study as we're thinking about the importance of God's Word and that we need to read and meditate on the Word, that it's profitable, that it will make us successful, that it will make us wise. We've already read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction in for instruction in righteousness. It's beneficial, beloved. It will help you to grow in the knowledge of the truth. It will make your life more fruitful and more productive. And here in the Old Testament, we see the Lord speaking to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7 and 8, as God was commissioning Joshua to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. We notice the Lord said in let's begin with verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do." Now notice the word do. You might circle that word. We've already read in James chapter 1 and verse 22, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, that ye might observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper." There you'll notice the word prosper, whithersoever thou goest. If we will honor God with our life, if we'll obey His Word, if we'll get into the Word, how can we obey it if we don't know it? That's why it's so important that daily you and I get into the Word and allow the Holy Spirit of God to teach us the truths of God's Word, that we might prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You see, beloved, we're to have the Word of God hidden in our heart so that we have it at our fingertips. We have it on our tongue so that we live in such a manner that the truth is seen and is heard by our conversation and our manner of living. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Think upon the Word, beloved. Meditate upon it. Even when you're struggling with temptation, draw upon the resources of the Word of God to stand against the temptations of the wicked one. Meditate upon the Word. Turn your thoughts to the truths of God's Word and what God says about that temptation. And believe the Word of God and act upon the Word of God. Be a doer of the Word, and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. There's the second time he said the word do, according to all that is written therein. Beloved, it's not going to be enough to just hear the Word. It's not going to be enough to just read the Word, but then there comes the application of the Word, the applying of the truth of God's Word, that you might walk in righteousness, that you might walk in holiness, that you might walk in Christ-likeness, that you might glorify and magnify and lift up the Lord, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Do you want to be successful, beloved? God's Word has the key. God's Word has the answer. The principles and truths laid forth in God's Word, if you will practice them, beloved, it will make you successful. Oh, how many times I've seen people who walk and live according to the instructions of God's Word, who are successful, whose lives bring forth fruit to the glory of God, and who are a blessing to mankind. And then I've seen others who do not heed the Word of God, who walk in rebellion to the truth of God's Word, whose lives are miserable, who are wretched, who are living lives of defeat, and who are in trouble and are suffering because of their sin and because of their rebellion against the Word of truth. Oh, beloved, how important it is that you be a hearer of the Word and a doer of the Word, and that you read the Word. Read the Word. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Beloved, it's so important that we obey God's Word. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, written by Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, for he was given wisdom by God and had much wisdom until he walked away from the Lord God and from the wisdom that God gave him. You see, beloved, God loves us. God's given us a free will. If we will obey Him and walk according to His truth, then His abundant blessings will rest upon us. But if we choose to rebel, if we choose to walk after the flesh rather than walking after the Holy Spirit, we choose to do things our way rather than God's way, then, beloved, we can expect the consequences and the sin and the heartache and the grief that will come. Because God's principle of sowing and reaping is true. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And, beloved, you always reap more than what you sow. You always reap later than what you sow. And, beloved, the sowing, the reaping of the harvest will either be good or bad according to what you sow. And therefore, beloved, it's a principle of God's Word that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, I want to read verse 6 to you. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Out of his mouth. Beloved, what is the Bible? It's the words of God. It's the things that have come out of the mouth of God. The things that He has inspired men to write through the Holy Spirit's inspiring and overseeing and breathing the truths into their minds that they might write down the words of God. We have the words of God recorded in this book. And beloved, He says, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Do you want to be intellectual? Then, beloved, read the Word of God. Do you want to have understanding? Beloved, read the Word of God. Do you want to have wisdom? Read the Word of God. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Lord giveth wisdom. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 6a, the first part of that verse says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Yes, beloved, the Word of Christ is the source of all wisdom. And turn with me to Psalm 119 in front of the book of Proverbs, if you're there in Proverbs, Psalm 119, and go to verse 97. Psalm 119, 97. This psalm, the Psalm of 119, is the longest psalm in the Bible. And it's filled with truth about God's Word. The whole psalm is centered around the importance of the Word of God. It would be a good psalm for you to memorize, beloved, and to meditate upon. A good psalm for all of us to memorize and to meditate upon. Verse 97, the psalmist says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Yes, beloved, the Word of God, hiding it in our heart, meditating upon it, thinking about it, letting our thoughts be centered around the truths contained in it, and living accordingly, practicing and putting into application what the Word of God teaches, the principles that the Word of God lays forth. Oh, beloved, what rich blessing will come into your life if you will heed the obedience of the Word of God. Reading God's Word will feed you spiritually. It will help you to grow, beloved. The Word of God is milk for the new Christian. Are you a new believer in Christ? Then, beloved, get into the simple truths of God's Word. You won't understand everything. There will be things that will cause confusion and you'll not understand it, but there will be some things that you will comprehend. There will be some things that you will understand. And it's like a baby. A person who's been born into the family of God, spiritually speaking, is a babe in Christ. And as you eat the simple truths of God's Word, you begin to grow. You begin to mature. And the Holy Spirit begins to illuminate your thoughts and your thinking and enable you to learn more and more of the Word of God and to learn the more involved truths of God's Word. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3 says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Oh, beloved, the Lord is gracious. Taste and see that the Lord is good today. Till next time, good.